Cornyn says the next Supreme Court appointment will fill a big hole left by the late Justin and Antonin Scalia for a generation, and Judge Merrick Garland will not be receiving a Senate hearing.
With the ideological balance of the Supreme Court of the United States at stake for another generation, I believe that the voters and Texans in particular deserve a say in the selection of the next lifetime appointment to the Supreme Court.
Garland, who has served as a federal appellate judge in Washington, D.C. since 1997, is considered by many to be a moderate on the federal bench. An Austin attorney, Paul Schlott, who served as a federal law clerk for Garland, agrees with that assessment.
He is the ideal judge, the kind of judge you want on the Supreme Court. He's extremely intelligent and really, really respects the rule of law and the Constitution. I mean, he is a nonpartisan judge.
But while Senate Republicans have said no to a hearing for Garland, those on the Senate Judiciary Committee, like Cornyn, have been working with the president on his picks for 5 federal judiciary vacancies in Texas. Cornyn says there is a difference between these potential appointments and the president's recent nomination to the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court has become a different kind of court, as you know. Basically, the Supreme Court has become politicized. And this is too important and too much is at stake to let President Obama change the ideological direction of the court.
Cornyn says a judge's political ideologies don't show up as often at the federal district level as they do on the Supreme Court. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.